Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Welcome to Season 4 of Crown Talk with Burgundy, Pageant and Mollin Radio Talk Show. This season, you will get the opportunity to listen and speak to title holders, models, and more on the show. We want you to elaborate and expand your mind and knowledge through the realm of pageantry, platforms, and opportunities. Prior to starting the show, I would like to thank one of our wonderful sponsors. I'd like to thank Enlightened Expressions, enlightenedexpressions.com. All you have to do is visit them and get the teeth whitening spa experience. So thank you so much for making sure that all of our title holders that are our Crown Talk models are on the radio talk show and on our magazine look wonderful and beautiful all the time, and also being one of my sponsors as well. So thank you so much. And now, without further ado, tonight on the show, we have the phenomenal Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen, Elena Hasty. Hey, Elena.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
That's good. Well, we have multiple questions from our emails and social media sites, so let's dive right in. But before we dive into other people's questions, just tell our audience a little bit more about who you are.
Well, I am a 17-year-old junior at Angola High School, and I am involved in Vocal Infinity Choir, which is a choir part of Angola High School, but I also do song and dance at the Turning Point Dance Academy, which is in Auburn, and someday I'd like to be an orthopedic physical therapist, and I have a big love for food. I love sushi, and I do a lot of cooking and baking with my great-grandma, so we're super close, and that's just something that I really do enjoy. I've been involved in the Miss America organization for about 4 years now, and even before that, we're all supposed to have our own personal platforms, but before that, in 2010, I started my own nonprofit organization called GAB Girls, which is an acronym for Girls Against Bullying Girls, and through that, I've just been able to reach out to people and hold different workshops to help people with not just anti-bullying, but also self-esteem as well as teamwork.
Yes, and you've been a busy bee since 5 years old. And everybody, if you go back to our social media site, specifically our Instagram and Facebook, you kind of seen a glimpse of all of her bios that she had sent us, and that you've seen a glimpse of what she has been doing around Indiana and outside of Indiana and globally and nationally as well. So you've been just a busy, busy bee. But a question from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they've asked. They have asked, how have you impacted teens and children with the GAB Girls nonprofit organization?
So as I said before, I have three main workshops, and they all deal with different age groups. I have the Princess Within Me, Stand Up, Speak Out, and Free Be Uniquely Me. And not only do I speak to young girls, but also teenage girls, but now I've been getting more into the boys as well, because we all go through bullying, and that's the thing that makes me really relatable to teenagers, is because we all go through it, and it can happen to anyone, whether it's in the workplace, it's at school, and anyone can be bullied. I think that I impact teenagers just because of my story, and also that because I'm relatable, they know that I'm someone to talk to, and that they're not alone, and that's something I try to implement in my workshops, is that no matter the case, you're not alone. Everyone goes through hardships in life, and everyone deals with them differently and on different levels. So as long as you reach out to someone, whether it is me or just a trusted adult or someone that you can speak to, that helps you so much and helps you deal with the situation easier as well as faster.
Exactly. I think what you're doing is absolutely impeccable. I know that if you want to get involved, audience, she does have a Facebook page. You can contact her via Facebook, www.facebook.com/girls.against.bullying.girls/. And that is not only for girls. You can also, if you're a male in our society, you can reach out that way as well. But also, she has her own website. It is http://. GabGirls.wixsite, and that's wixsite.com/GABGIRLS. So those are many ways that you can also get involved. But also, if you're being bullied, you need to tell someone that you feel is going to help you. But also, if you feel uncomfortable, there are hotlines, and you can just go to Google and simply find ways and sources for you to get help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our next question comes from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and they've asked, as a local title holder for the Miss America Outstanding Teen Organization, what do you hope to gain from the organization?
I feel like my message has always just been to reach people. That's something I've always wanted to do, especially when I was younger. I dealt with a lot of bullying, and I dealt with stuff at home, and it was really hard for me, but... Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question? My mind is blanked.
No, you're completely fine. They've asked, as a local title holder for the Miss America Outstanding Teen Organization, what do you hope to gain from the organization?
Okay, thank you.
no, you're
as
fine.
I was saying, it happens. We all make mistakes. But
yes.
As I was saying, I just want to reach people with my story. Because
mm-hmm.
I did deal with a lot, but I've grown from it, and competing in the Miss America organization, it has really taught me so much. So I want people to know that, you know, you can do anything you set your mind to. I started my organization at 9, and I just say that no matter what age you are, or whoever you are, you can do anything you set your mind to, as long as you have motivation and you have goals and you have a plan to be able to reach that. And I truly, solely believe in that you can do anything as long as you set yourself up to have those goals and also dream about it.
I'm going to recognize what you said. You said, as long as you have motivation, goals, and plans, that you can be able to, you can do what you set your mind to. I loved when you said that. And just being a pageant title holder myself, with any pageant organization that you compete for, that you are appointed title for, just globally, they always have a mission, a vision, and a platform that you can always gain experience from, but not only gain experience from their platform, but also within your platform and combining those. So there's so much that you can gain with being part of organizations
mm-hmm.
like Miss America organization, or the Miss America Outstanding organization, or Miss Grand United States organization. So there's just so many platforms and opportunities you can get and gain from being with different organizations within the pageant industry. But I did like to recognize what you said, motivation, goals, and plans. I love how you worded that.
Thank you.
Okay, next. You're welcome. Okay, so next the question is from moi, me. Audience, Elena is a junior in high school. I want to know, how do you manage your school hours, volunteering, and your extracurricular activities all in one?
Well, at a young age, my mom always taught me to keep a planner nearby, so I like to do that, to not only use for schoolwork, but also my extracurricular activities, many that I'm involved in, but also technology. These days, it comes in handy. So I really like putting alerts in my phone, and it'll alert me on the day or the day before or a couple hours before that I have to do something or I have to have this due by. My parents and I also have a connected Google Calendar, so that way whenever we put something in, it alerts one of us and we know, hey, we have this going on, or I need to get this done by this date. So that
mm-hmm.
definitely helps. And just trying to stay organized. I used to be a very disorganized person, if I'm being honest, but I have learned a lot through overcoming high school, and that has really just helped me to stay more organized. So definitely have a planner or something that will help you, but also staying organized is a big help.
Well, it's very impressive how you organize yourself. You and your family have a strategic strategy, but it's like not only with you, as I said, it's with your family on how your time management is going. And, you know, you have a system. You have the Google alerts that make sure all of you all know what's going on within your family. I know my family, we did that actually earlier today. We were like, okay, who has what on the schedule? What day? So we made sure. And I think that's very important to have in the realm of not only yourself, but with your family or with your friends, so that you make sure that you have that exact time management going on and you're not missing something or forgetting something or feeling that you are unorganized.
Right.
Okay, well, I would like to take a momentary sponsorship break and thank Double Exposure Hoops. Double Exposure Hoops is a basketball organization, and you can visit them at doubleexposure.wixsite.com/doubleexposurehoops. So thank you so much for your impeccable sponsorship. Our question comes from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And they've asked, how do you feel receiving all the awards you received? Also, which project do you highly suggest new pageant people get involved in?
For awards, one of the most important things to me is I have received 2 town proclamations, which means a lot. I used to live in Ohio, in the small town of Montpelier, Ohio. So I was awarded that by the mayor, which was amazing. That I was about, I think, 13. And then I received my second one 2 years ago for Angola. And that just really means a lot to me because it takes a community and support and people to help you. I didn't get here by myself. I had my family. I had my friends. I had my community. And having those people behind my back means so much to me. But it also helps me push further, and that really just means a lot to me because I know my community is supporting me, and the fact that I'm so young, too, I'm the youngest recipient.
Yes.
So that's amazing. And if you mean organizations, it was more about, like, what to get involved in. Is that correct? Was that the question?
Yes, like how can they start, and as far as being, once they're in the pageant industry, how can they start, I guess, with the organizations or appearances as far as that?
Okay. There's so many organizations out in the world. There's, you might find little locals, there's 4-H, there is NAM, there's the Miss America organization, there's the Miss USA system. I started little locals. And I wanted to get involved because I wanted to represent the Williams County Animal Shelter. But now I am in Miss America system because we promote sisterhood and they give out scholarships, which is a plus. So depending on your age, it depends because I know some pageants, they have different age divisions as well as different areas of competition. Like the Miss America system has talent, interview, evening gown, on stage question, and activewear if you're a teen, or they have another on stage question if you're in the Miss. So it really depends on what you're looking for, but if you do want to get involved, I might be biased, but I recommend the Miss America system 100%. We used to have a princess program, and now we don't so much, but if you are a teen, if you are a Miss, get involved because I have grown so much as a person. I used to be very shy, and I couldn't even get up in front of the classroom to talk about a presentation without breaking down or just being scared out of my mind. But through going through the interview process and speaking to people and getting out in my community, that has helped me develop myself in so many ways that I can't even describe. So just know what you're looking for. But personally, I would go with the Miss America system because that's what I've grown up with. But also, it just personally has influenced my life for the better.
And furthermore, on the question at hand, I agree with her. It is exciting being an outstanding teen. I know I was excited when I was your age and I was an outstanding teen. And actually, at 17, I had to move up to the Miss Division because the rule was that you had to be a senior. If you were senior at 17, you had to move up. in the division. But it is exciting being outstanding mm-hmm. and all the opportunities that you receive. Also, you have to make sure the individual that is asking this question from Indiana, you have to make sure that you look at what age your child, or if it's about you, what age division mm-hmm. they have for the organization. So you want to study the system, study what they have, study what age divisions they have. I know with the Miss Grand Tennessee and Grand United States organization that I'm holding a title with, you have to be ages 17 to 27, but by October 1st, 2019, you cannot be over the limit of 27 years old. So you just have to study and get acquainted with the system, but also look at the philanthropies that they are working with. For example, they may be working with Susan G. Komen or the Alzheimer's Association or Read Across America. Just look at that and see what's something that you want to get started in. And if you're not ready to move towards the pageant side yet, you just want to go on and get established within the philanthropy and volunteerism side of things, just go out there and Google what are some volunteer projects near me or volunteer or community service activities around my area. So Google will be able to search that for you. In addition, I love how Elena, and we're going back to your proclamations. We have so much in common. I have two proclamations as well, and I received them around
That's
your
awesome.
Age as well, and from my mayor
That's so
too.
Cool.
And I love how it displays the empowerment in your community and within the titles that you have held. So that's really cool that you do have something to show, and the mayor has acknowledged you as an individual for all your hard work and dedication to society. So I think that's amazing, and congratulations on those awards.
Well, you too.
Thank you. Okay, so our next question comes from Louisville, Kentucky, and they've asked, what inspired you to compete in pageants?
I love people. I'm just a people person, and I love children, and okay, I'll be honest, the cutest thing is when you're in a parade or you're doing a volunteer event and a little girl comes mm-hmm. up to you and she's like, Mom, look, a princess.
Oh.
It just brightens your day. It's so sweet. And I just want to be someone that people can look up to and mm-hmm. say, hey, I want to be a leader in my community. I want to go out and I want to do this, or I want to make a difference in this. And that's just something I want to do. And being in the Miss America system, they really promote service and getting out in your community. And I love that because mm-hmm. that's what I'm all about. I have a humanitarian heart. I love people. And that's really my motivation to be in it, is because I love volunteering and I've always loved helping people since the age of 6. And it's just something that I know that I will always do.
Well, you're an astonishing teenager, and just you going out and you having the passion and you loving people, I think that's so amazing. And just putting a smile on someone's face, whether it's a child or someone older, or maybe they're saying, oh, it's a princess. I think that's so amazing that you do have that passion as a teenager. And, you know, believe it or not, not a lot of teenagers have that, but you're able to bring that out of just not only your peers, but people that are younger than you, individuals that are older than you. So that's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to take another sponsorship break, and I'd like to thank McFormisdale University. You can visit them at www.mcformisdale.com. That is MFormisdale.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. And with them, if you want to graduate June 6th, all you have to do is contact them via their email on there, and they can get you ready and set for you to get your honorary degree. So thank you so much for your sponsorship. Remember, we are still live with the one and only Elena Hasty, your 2019 Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen. I've really enjoyed speaking with you today and just learning so much about you.
Oh, I've enjoyed speaking to you too.
Okay, so we still have a few more questions, so we're going to finish these up. So from Chandler, Arizona, they've asked, what positive impact has pageantry done for you and for others?
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. What positive impact has pageantry done for you and for others?
As I kind of talked about before, it has really brought something out of me. I used to be very introverted and shy, and I didn't like to talk to people, and I would always hide behind my mom. And I don't know if that's so much of a little girl thing or more of a because of so much of the bullying, but pageantry has just helped me to get out of my shell. And I'm comfortable in front of a large audience because I've been on stage. And one thing I say is if you can sing on stage, then you can definitely talk to people, because I think that's a really hard thing to do. But, you know, if you go out and do it, that makes you a better person and you grow out of that. And we all get nervous on stage no matter what. And if you get nervous, it's only because you want to do well. And we all want to do well. So it's just a natural thing that happens. But with other people, I have seen my friends grow as well. I actually started my platform because one of my best friends was being bullied to the point where she became homeschooled. And even then, they would still cyberbully her. They would put mean things in her mailbox. Mm. And she also got involved in a different pageant system, but I just saw her grow as well. And she used to be scared to talk to people as well. And now she is just this amazing and resilient person. And she is back in public school. And that just really means a lot to me because we used to be close. And I don't really talk to her now because I moved away from Ohio, but we still keep in contact, but the fact that I've seen her just grow into this beautiful woman just means a lot.
Oh, that was a really sweet story that she told about your friend, and I'm glad that she's not being bullied and she's able to get back into school. But you're such a confident young lady, just being on here and being able to talk and you not being, you know, introverted or anything like that. So I think that's pretty cool, and you're able to spread your message around the world. So that shows that pageantry has helped you in so many capacities. So our next question is from Memphis, Tennessee. Do you believe that pageants have a good influence on teens in today's society?
I definitely think so, absolutely. Normally we see toddlers and tiaras and we think, wow, that's probably not healthy. I don't know. Because, I mean, it was a TV show, so obviously it was going to be more glitz. And I'm not saying glitz are bad. Like, I used to do some when I was younger, and that's okay. Like, every system is different, and everyone loves something different. But our stereotypical glitz is everything is fake, fake hair, fake eyelashes, fake teeth, all of this. But really, all pageants are like that, and that's why a lot of people shy away from doing pageantry, because that's the stigma that is for pageantry. And really, there are different systems, and they help instill good qualities into girls. And I think that that is something that is amazing. And yes, I absolutely think that pageantry helps influence girls to do service or to be a role model or to get out of their shell and want to make a difference or talk to people or start organizations or events. And I strongly suggest getting involved in some kind of organization. Another great thing is you find people who are very similar to you. In the Miss America organization, I have grown close to so many girls in the teens as well as the Miss. It's because we're all similar. We have the same passion. We all want to make a difference. We all want to help people. And we also love what we do. So that's another great thing is you find people who are very similar to you and you make new friends, and it's a lot of fun.
But I think you blew that one out the water, so you hit right on the point, so I don't even have to say anything after that. Last but not least, how can our followers follow your journey as Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen?
So I am on Facebook, just Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen, and then you can also find me on Instagram, and it's MAOteen_Northeast. and you can find me under there for my title. And if you want to dig a little further, my platform Instagram is g.a.b.girls, and you can also find me on Facebook under Gap Girls.
Well, Elena, thank you so much. We have come to the end of our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for participating on the show and showing us, showing all of our audience a little insight of the life of Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen. It was a pleasure having you this evening.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome, and you have a wonderful evening.
Yes, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, thank you, Elena Hasty, for coming on the show. We wish you luck at Miss Indiana Outstanding Teen 2019 and all your endeavors and accomplishments. If you would like to know more about Elena and follow her journey, here's the following information. You can visit her on Facebook at Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen 2019, and Elena is spelled E-L-A-Y-N-A. Hasty, H-A-S-T-Y. Again, you can follow her on Instagram as well to find out all her information. It's under Miss Northeast Outstanding Teen. Also, you can visit the Facebook page, girls.against.bullying.girls. And then you can also visit her website, which is www.gabgirls.wixsite.com/gabgirls. A little more insight about Elena. She has partnered with Bears for Humanity, and you can visit her donation site at www.donor360, and that's spelled sixty.com/Elena's Bears That Care/home. She is an ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospital, and through teaming up with Bears for Humanity, she plans to help multiple children when they are ill and just need a hug, hope, or feel sad or lonely. So donate to her amazing cause. I would like to thank University Incorporated for being one of our quintessential sponsors. You can visit them at www.missuniversity, and that's univerzv.wixsite.com/univerzv. And also I'd like to thank HBIC Photography for making sure that our cover girls have the perfect picture. And you can visit them on their Instagram at HBIC Photography. Lastly, you can learn more about Elena on all of our social media sites. If you want to make an appearance on the Radio Talk Show, just email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com, or you may message us on our Instagram or Facebook under @crowntalkwithburgundy. And Burgundy is spelled B-Y-R-G-N-D-Y. Thank you so much for tuning in to Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 4. I hope you have a fabulous week. Until next time, I leave you with, you're never too young to be a role model.